The cause of our joy today is this feast of the Virgin Mary. Let us join her in singing the praise of God. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. My soul magnifies Adonai, my spirit dances with joy in God my Savior. O Mother of our loving God, forever blessed in all your ways, give us your own tranquility and strength and comfort in our days. You are a strong and lovely tree, the fruit of which is purest gold, whose branches spread to shelter us, whose quiet leaves all peace enfold. Pray for us now and when we die, that we may live and ever praise the Abba, Son, and Spirit blessed, in endless light and timeless days. Amen. O Mary, Book of the Living Word, Chamber of Light, Gate that opens to the rising sun, pray for us, O Mother of God. The Holy One is for us both refuge and strength, our helper close at hand whenever we're in trouble, so we can stand unshaken when solid earth is cracked, when volcanoes slide into the depths of the sea, when its waters rage and foam, and mountains tremble in the swell. Adonai Sabaoth is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. With God dwelling there, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of each day. Nations rage and empires fall. God speaks, the earth melts and shrinks away. Adonai Sabaoth is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the wonders of Adonai, the amazing things God does across the earth, stopping wars all over the globe, smashing and crushing all the weapons of war. Be silent and know that I am God, supreme over your nations, supreme on earth. Adonai Sabaoth is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Mary, Book of the Living Word, Chamber of Light, Gate that opens to the rising sun, pray for us, O Mother of God. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Adonai spoke to Ahaz,
ask for a sign from Adonai your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld or high as the sky. But Ahaz answered, I will not ask, I will not tempt Adonai. Then Isaiah said, Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary mortals? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, Adonai indeed will give you this sign. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel, for with us is God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Who is she that comes forth like the sun, and as lovely as Jerusalem? Around her, as in springtime, are roses and lilies of the valley. She has budded forth as a rose, planted by a running stream. Around her, as in springtime, are roses and lilies of the valley. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. Who is she that comes forth like the sun, and as lovely as Jerusalem? Around her, as in springtime, are roses and lilies of the valley. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way, bringing this people knowledge of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. May your mercy embrace all the faithful, from one generation to the next. Reveal the power of your arm. Scatter our pride and conceit. Dethrone the power of our arrogance. Empty our hoarding of riches. Lift up the lowly, and fill the hungry with good things. Rescue your servants from suffering. Show us your loving kindness. Send forth your Spirit, and they will be created, and you will renew the face of the earth.
Gracious God, you showed great favor to Mary of Nazareth, and asked her to bring your eternal word into the world, to stand with him in his passion and death, and to rejoice in his resurrection. May we follow her example and carry your liberating word into a world that still longs for the poor to be lifted up and the hungry to be filled with good things. May all who celebrate her feast this day work together for the freedom and flourishing of all people and the whole of creation. We ask this through Jesus, the incarnate Word, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Word of God, born of Mary of Nazareth, bless us with her courage and strength. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.